Hello, Kevin here with another episode of Big Slang Theory. We are on episode 3 of season 8, part A, the first half of the episode. If I did the full episode, this recording would be too long. Who has 30, 40 minutes to sit and listen to this? Most people don't. So, I'm making it a little shorter for you. First half, episode 3, season 8, I am going to talk about words and phrases you probably don't know. Maybe you do, probably don't. And also ones that are commonly used. I'm not going to talk about every single word or every single expression from the episode. I find the ones that I think are important. Just listen to this many times. The more times, the better. Think about it. Ponder what I'm saying. Imagine the situation. And then watch the episode again. I would recommend watching the episode once, listening to this 3,000 times, and then watching the episode again, and your English will have advanced immensely. First phrase, I'm heckling you. As you see Howard trying to throw the ball, he is heckled by Raj. Heckling is to cause problems or to try to intimidate somebody or to bother somebody, usually used in sports. So you have the fans yelling or heckling the players or the referee. The referee makes a bad call. The people in the stand say, oh, you suck. Horrible ref, die. Boo. That's heckling. Heckling. This phrase. It's a beloved part of baseball. It's a beloved part of baseball. Something is beloved. Beloved. Beloved is loved, right? Cherished, special. It's a beloved part of baseball. Beloved. Heckling is a beloved part of baseball. It's true. People heckle the fan. People heckle the players and the referee. It's a beloved. Beloved, beloved, both work. Part of baseball. Next phrase. May I remind you that you're talking to the seeker, bee chaser, and water boy of the third place Griffith Park Quidditch team. Now, to be honest, Quidditch. I don't know what Quidditch is. It's obviously a very unpopular sport. They like it. I don't really know what it is. These are different positions in the sport. But, if you know what it is, leave a comment here. Tell me what Quidditch is. I don't know what Quidditch is. Not important. Water boy is simply somebody who brings water to the players. Sheldon obviously is not a very athletic guy, so he would be the water boy. There's a movie with Adam Sandler called The Water Boy, where he's the water boy in a football team, and then he becomes the badass kicker. Runner, sorry, not kicker. He becomes a badass player in general. Next phrase, cut it out. You're hurting my feelings. Cut something out to stop doing something. Cut it out. Quit. A lot of type kids might say this. Cut it out. Cut it out to stop doing something. Cut out. Stop. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're hurting my feelings. Was hurting his feelings. Cut it out. You could also say, no, it's usually used for that. Somebody's saying something you don't like. Somebody's doing something you don't like. They're singing and they are a bad singer, or they're touching you. You don't want them to continue to touch you. You say, cut it out. Stop. Next phrase. You guys are going out 2 nights in a row. Two things here. Going out you've seen before. I want you to remember, going out is not the same as leaving. Going out means to go out at night. Could be on a date, could be to a party, could be to a barbecue. Go out to do something. You two are going out, which means they're going out at night to do something, could be dinner. Often a date. We even say, are you going out with that girl? Which would mean, are you dating that girl? In this case, they're going out on dates at night. More specifically, two nights in a row. In a row. In a row. Row. R-O-W. In a row. In a row. Consecutively. Two nights consecutively. Two nights in a row. Right? What have you done lately in a row? I have drunk wine 3 days in a row. It's the weekend. I have drunk wine 3 days in a row. Good for me, right? Next phrase. I missed a number of date nights while I was on my train trip, and I'm contractually obligated to make them up under the terms of the relationship agreement. Contractually obligated to make them up. Mostly what I want you to focus on here is the phrasal verb to make up. Here they say to make them up. To make up the dates. To make them, the dates, up. To make up is to replace. You miss something, you miss a date, you miss a meeting, not lose a meeting. You miss a meeting, you miss a date, you need to make it up. You miss an English class because it was raining. Not a good excuse. Anyway, you miss an English class. See, sorry, I missed a class yesterday. Can we make this class up? Can we make up this class? Can we make up this class? Can we make this class up? Can we replace this class? To make up. Next one, it's better than hot. It's binding, a binding contract. She's talking about the contract. It's binding. A binding contract, B-I-N-D-I-N-G, binding, means a serious contract that has to be followed, an obligation, official contract. It's binding. It's a binding contract. There is an obligation there. Next phrase. I'd love to have you join us on a double date. A double date. What is a double date? Two couples go out together, equaling four people. That's a double date. Next sentence, next phrase. You are aware that a double date doesn't count as two dates. Aware, to be aware. Aware, A-W-A-R-E. To be aware. You are aware that a double date doesn't count as two dates. To be aware is to be conscious of something. To have recognition of something. To know something exists. Right? I am aware that you are listening to this right now. I'm aware that you're having problems at work, and I would like to help you. I know you're having problems. I have seen that you're having problems. I am conscious of the fact that you're having problems. I want to help you. Could be, oh, why are you sad? I wasn't aware of your problems. I wasn't aware of the problems you were having. Now you're crying? I have become aware of this now. To be aware. Next phrase, I also gave Leonard one hell of a high five. One hell of a one. Hell, H-E-double-L, of a high five. High five is a two hands in the air high five. One hell of a is
It's a way to emphasize something. Say something is very good. Say, wow, that was one hell of an episode. That was one hell of a dinner. That was one hell of an English class. Meaning, a very good one. An excellent one. You really enjoyed it. That was one hell of a Quidditch game. It was a great game. Next phrase, great. And while we're at it, maybe we could butch up your run for when you head out to the mound. Full of stuff here. So, and while we are at it, while we are at it. To be at something, A-T, at, like at the store, means while you're doing something. While we are at it, while we are doing this, while we're at it, right? Let's go to the mall to buy some things, to buy some clothes. And while we are at it, while we were doing this, let's go have dinner. While we're at it, let's also go have dinner. While we're at it, let's do something also. While we're doing that, let's do it, right? So you're listening to me speak now. While you're at it, why don't you write down new words? Interesting. While you're at it, while you're listening to me, while you're at it, why don't you write down new words? Next one, maybe we could butch up your run. To butch up, butch. If you think of butch, B-U-T-C-H, butch is to be manly, to be a man. A butch, somebody who is butch. Butch is somebody who is manly, masculine. Here we have a phrasal verb, butch up. Make somebody more masculine, right? They want to butch up his run because he runs like a little girl. So to butch up his run would make him run more like a man. Howard runs like a girl. He should run more like a man. For when you head out to the mound, the next last part of the sentence. For when you head out to the mound. The mound is just in baseball where a pitcher stands on. It's a hill in the middle of the field. What I want you to think about here is head out to. When you head out, head as in H-E-A-D, the top part of your body, your head. Phrasal verb head out is to go, to leave, go. I'm headed out, I'm heading out, I'm heading out, I'm leaving. While you're heading out to the mound, when you're going to the mound, when you're leaving to the mound, to head out. To head out is to go somewhere, to leave somewhere. See you guys, I'm heading out, I'm leaving. My head is going, think of your head leaving somewhere. Your head is leading the way. Head out. Let's head out. Let's go. Next phrase. Oh, just kidding. Kidding. Do you know kidding? Just joking. Just joking. Just kidding. I'm making a joke. I'm talking something that's not serious. I'm saying something that's not serious. I'm just kidding. Something light. Not true. It's a joke. Just kidding. Next phrase. No, it's yucky. But informing people about the history of Yorkshire is yummy. Yucky. Yummy. Yucky. Y-U-C-K-Y. Yucky. Yucky means gross. Not good. You don't like it. Food, usually. This is yucky. Usually kids say this. Kids often say yucky. Something is yucky means you don't like it. Something is yummy. For food as well, Y-U-M-M-Y, yummy, means you like it. Yummy, yum yum, yummy, good, I like it, tasty, yummy. Usually for kids, but feel free to use this. Next phrase, I wasn't making a joke, I was merely stating a fact. Merely stating a fact. He wasn't making a joke, he wasn't kidding, he was merely stating fact. To be merely doing something is to be only doing that, to be basically doing that, simply doing that. Simply is a synonym for merely. I was merely stating fact. I was merely doing this. I was simply doing this, right? Another example, hey, you should eat less cake. And the other person gets upset, hey, don't talk to me like that. Are you saying I'm fat? I say, no, I was just merely telling you to eat less cake. I was simply saying eat less cake, nothing more. I'm not saying that you're fat. That's your own opinion. To be merely doing something. I was merely telling you to eat less cake. Merely. M-E-R-E-L-Y. Merely. Next phrase. Well, I was going to, but the day of tryouts, I found my dad's Playboy collection. Threw my arm out. Howard said this. The day of tryouts. What is a tryout? The day of tryout. One word. Try out. Try out. Is when you are trying to get on a team. Trying to compete. Trying to apply to become a member of the team. A tryout. It's a rehearsal or it's a... Not rehearsal. It's a... You're trying to do something. You want to play on the baseball team. You have to try out. You want to play in a band, so they're going to have a test. They're going to test your skills. You have to try out. You have to see if you're good enough to try out. When's the last time you tried out for something? For me, I don't remember the last time I tried out for something. School, when I was younger, I tried out for sports teams, of course. For jobs, we don't use tryout. That's more of an interview. This tryout is more for sports or arts, entertainment. You try out for a team. You try out for a play, a band. These are tryouts. Howard, on the day of tryouts, found his dad's Playboy collection, Playboy magazine. Probably know what that is. Ladies. Pictures of ladies. He threw his arm out, threw my arm out, to throw out your arm. This is specifically a phrasal verb here used for his arm to throw. It's a phrase, it's a complete phrase. Threw my arm out. Hurt his arm. He threw his arm out. He hurt his arm. If you're playing baseball, the joke is if you're playing baseball and you throw the ball a lot, you might throw your arm out. Hurt your arm, you throw your arm out. Your arm is injured. You can't use your arm anymore. It becomes hurt, injured, weak. Here he found his dad's Playboy collection, and he threw his arm out. Not in a baseball, but with his dad's Playboy collection. I'll let you use your imagination for that one. Next phrase. For starters, we enjoy spending time together. For starters. To start simply means to start. First thing. Firstly, we enjoy spending time together. Firstly, for starters, same thing. You're going to give multiple points. You start out with for starters. For starters, we enjoy spending time together. For starters. First thing. Firstly. Right? For starters, it's raining. That's why I don't want to go outside. Secondly, I'm tired. Right? Like that. Next phrase. Yeah, toddlers do that. What is a toddler? Toddler. T-O-D-D-L-E-R-S. Toddler. A toddler is a young child. A toddler is a child around the ages of 1 to 3. 1 year old to 3 years old, they're learning how to walk and talk and scream and cry. This is a toddler. Toddlers do that. kids, little kids do that, right? Only toddlers do that. A toddler. Do you have any toddlers listening to this? Do you have any toddlers? Any kids that are between the ages of 1 and 3? Maybe 5? I don't know the exact years on that. Last phrase. Not even married and the honeymoon's over. Honeymoon. Honeymoon's over. Honeymoon is over. Honeymoon. Honey. H-O-N-E-Y. Moon. M-O-O-N in the sky. Moon in the sky. Honeymoon. One word. Honeymoon. Is what people do after they get married. They get married and they go on a honeymoon. They go to Hawaii. They go to the beach to celebrate their wedding. But we use this as an expression. The honeymoon's over is after the good phase of something is done. The best phase, the beginning phase, is often the best in certain things. When that's over, we use this as an expression. Oh, the honeymoon's over. Maybe you got a new job. The job's great for a week. And then it's not so great anymore. Somebody say, oh, the honeymoon's over, huh? Not so cool anymore. That's it for this week. Again, just listen to this. Enjoy. Watch the episode again. Realize you have learned a lot just by listening to me. Have a good week. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.